Okay. Hello, humans. Hello, humans of Minneapolis. This is me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Brett Johnson on this lovely show. Brett is out, and you have me. You have me as your host for the next hour. Those of you who ever are awake on Monday mornings at 7 o'clock listening to this station, you recognize my name. You probably really recognize the voice because I am the host of Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays here on AM 950. My show runs from 7 to 8 every Monday, and it is about idealism and idealists. But Brett is my producer usually, and he asked if I would sit in for him today. And though you get me for the next hour. So how do you like that? How do you like that? So we're going to start out the show by speaking with State Rep. Mary Konish Podine, who's going to talk with us a little bit about what's going on in the State House. Representative, are you there on the line?
I'm here.
And we should let everybody know you represent District 41B, which primarily covers Columbia Heights and the outer ring of Minneapolis, and that, and I guess over into the St. Paul. And you are also the Assistant Majority Leader over in the House, the Minnesota House. And why don't you tell us what's going on? We've just started the legislative season. We've got some things going with, you know, a lot of hope, I think, from what I'm hearing. I just gave a training to an agency that gets a lot of state funding, and lo and behold, the executive director couldn't stay for the whole training because she needed to go over to the House or go over to over to the Capitol and do a little bit of talking to people. So bring us up to date. What are your priorities? What are you seeing? And what's going to happen, do you think?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be on here today. Yes, I represent District 41B, Columbia Heights and Hilltop, St. Anthony Village, and New Brighton, but I also represent the entire of Minnesotans. And as a legislature, we've come up with some really can-do legislation that we feel is important to all of Minnesotans, not just our own districts. And, of course, I'm also a teacher when I'm not at the state legislature. I'm a library media specialist, so libraries and education are near and dear to my heart. And we know that Minnesota has one of the largest equity and disparities between our kids of color and the white kids.
It is horrific. It is a horrific set of disparities. So
yes,
horrific.
Yes. And so our first two bills right out of the hopper is the Great Start for All Minnesota Children Act. So that is putting funding and support for our earliest learners. And then there's a whole plethora of support legislation around our K-12 students. And we know that it's just really vital that we start to address those issues. So one of the bills that I carried last year and is the Teachers of Color and American Indian Act, because we know that when we have teachers that look like our students, that have some of those same cultural experiences or life experiences, those students do better when they relate to their teacher. And with so many of our schools and our classrooms having majority kids of color, it's important that we have somebody that relates well to them and understands them. The Teacher of Color Act is very comprehensive from recruitment and grow your own through the teaching program, student teaching, and then finding a job, mentoring those new teachers, and then supporting retention. And it's one that we have broken up into different sessions, different years of the legislature. So last year we passed a handful of the parts of it, which was just fabulous. This year we're coming back with this year's collection, and we'll just continue until we have the full spectrum. And the beautiful thing is that we do have bipartisan buy-in, both on the House side and the Senate side. That's really great.
So give me, let me just park that just for a second and ask you this question. How do we get teachers of color, other than the white color? When I speak about white people, I call them white colored people because most white people don't believe white's a color. How do we get teachers of color other than the white color into greater Minnesota? Because you know schools in Faribault, schools in Mankato, schools down in Worthington. I mean, we've got a lot of minority that are now majority schools. And how are we going to get our teachers down there? Our teachers of
color. Well, I think, first of all, we have to make sure that we have a very welcoming climate for those teachers to join those communities. And we've seen in different communities they are not welcoming to immigrants or people of color. It doesn't matter that they have large communities of other groups. And so we have to build that sense of welcome and support for teachers to come into those communities. And for so long, teachers have been, you know, really labeled as the bad ones. They're bad teachers, bad programming, you know, all of those sort of things. So we really have to change the narrative around teachers. I mean, I've been teaching for 25 years, and when I look at the teachers and the schools that I've worked in, 99.9% of those teachers are working so hard super dedicated to the profession. And it's not an easy one. It's exhausting. It's heartbreaking. It isn't that great of pay. Yes, we do have summer months off, but we need that to rejuvenate. And we have a 9-month contract. We don't have a 12-month contract. So we just have to change the whole narrative around teaching. It's a beautiful profession.
Oh, it's a, well, I present to teachers quite a bit. I'm transgender, and I do a lot of training with educators about how to be welcoming to trans and non-binary students. You know, it's interesting that you talk about having to make greater Minnesota more welcoming to teachers of color other than the white color and to American Indian teachers. You know, I'll tell you, I just had a conversation on Friday, as a matter of fact, with folks from the Department of Human Rights about what's going on in greater Minnesota relative to, you know, training and teaching communities on how to be welcoming. And I'm sorry to say that I'm still working my way through the bureaucracy, but I think the answer back is going to be there's not much going on in that regard. So I'm just going to put a bug in your ear. If you ever want to have a conversation with that, reach out to me. But you had other things that you wanted to talk about the legislative session, and I didn't mean to get you too diverted there. So go ahead.
I can easily be diverted on that subject. And you were talking about how do we get teachers out into greater Minnesota. Well, we know that affordable housing is important. We have a housing shortage across the state. So we are working hard to make sure that there are different opportunities for safe, affordable home ownership as well as options to home ownership. We want to make sure that we are addressing the health care crisis, so making sure that we have affordable health care through the Minnesota Care buy-in, as well as preventing those price gouging prescription drugs, and then hold those pharmaceutical companies accountable when they, such as with the opioid epidemic, that they are taking responsibility for something that they basically, you know, did in order to put a lot of money into their pocket.
Yeah, billions
we want to make
and
sure
billions,
that our
yes.
families, we want to make sure that our families have good jobs and have well-paying jobs, and that there is there are laws in place against wage theft, and that those laws are enforced. But we also want to make sure that our families can take care of their loved ones. So paid family and medical leave is on one of the top 10 bills. And when we're talking about greater Minnesota again, what is the biggest equalizer? Information, access to information. So we have House File 7 is the rural broadband expansion, making sure that we're getting access to the internet and information so folks can live out there and work from home. You know, it's a different world. You don't have to live right where you're working. And then we have two of them, House File 8 and House File 9 are all about keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Our constituents have been clamoring for sensible, safe gun control. And we can do that by ensuring that there are good criminal background checks so that the guns aren't getting into the wrong hands, and then preventing gun violence. And this, you know, happens more than often to women through extreme risk protection orders.
Right.
And then the very last one, which is House File 10, carried by Representative Mahler, is protecting Minnesotans from sexual harassment. So we're still dealing with that in the workplace and in different arenas across the state. And we want to make sure that when folks are going to work, whether they're male, female, trans, whomever they might be, do not have to put up with the harassment for whatever reason, and that they have resources and safety issues behind them as well.
Well, I'll tell you, Representative Konish-Podine, it's been really great to talk with you. We're going to have to take a break. Do you mind holding on, and we'll come back, and I've got a couple of questions for you in case anybody wants to call in. They can call in and talk with you. Do you have the moment to do that?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, all right. Well, listeners, you're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Brett Johnson. We're speaking to Representative Mary Konish-Podine about the current legislative session. If you want to call in, give us a call at 952-946-6205. We'll be back in a second.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world. Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts. Stop in the wine bar and enjoy a unique pizza loaded with fresh vegetables and perfectly roasted meats. Over 30 wines by the glass, Cafe Latte highlights Washington State wines and is the perfect destination for date night or an evening with friends. 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul. Victor's 1959 Cafe has been serving South Minneapolis traditional Cuban food for over 15 years. Victor's is open for breakfast and lunch daily and now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try the Pollo Tropicale or the Sandwich Cubano, which was featured on Food Network. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads, too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong. Violence against women, the rape, the abuse, the emotional, physical, they all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
And we're back on AM 950. You're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Brett Johnson. This is not Brett Johnson, although I've got a voice that's probably not too far off from him. For those of you who are or listeners to the station regularly, you know, you may know that I have a regular show on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m., Ellie 2.0 Radio, where I talk about idealism and idealists. I happen to be an idealist, and so if you're ever inclined to listen to that show, that would be great. But I'm filling in for Brett, and we've been speaking with State Representative Mary Konish Podine. She's from District 41B, which covers Columbia Heights and a number of other towns in that ring outside of Minneapolis and over towards St. Paul. Representative Konish Podine, are there any other priorities or any other hot issues that you think our listeners should know about?
Well, I would say some of the top ones that folks are asking us about, of course, is how we are going to address the opioid and the insulin issue. And I can tell you that we have crafted some really good, strong legislation around monitoring the opioids so that we don't continue to have those tragedies around our state. And then, of course, the cost of insulin and pharmaceuticals have just skyrocketed for really no reason. Other than putting that more dollars into the pockets of the pharmaceuticals. But another conversation that we've had, and actually have gone around the state holding listening sessions around legalization of cannabis. And that has been a large conversation in the Minnesota House. It's too early to say, you know, what we will be doing. I don't know that we would pass legislation this year because we want to be very clear. We want to be very intentional if we were to legalize marijuana, hopefully make it so that medical marijuana is more accessible and more affordable for folks that are really benefit from the pharmaceutical side of the medicinal side of cannabis, but also if we were to legalize it for recreational use as well, we want to make sure that there are safeguards in place, that it is controlled in a positive way, so that those people that have been most negatively impacted, such as our African-American and American Indian communities, actually end up receiving the benefits of the legalization. So around licensing and the sale of it and the content, all of those things, we just want to be really, really careful with that if we were to open it up for recreational use, that we are doing it in a very mindful and responsible way.
Well, in your listening sessions, as you were going out to Greater Minnesota on the question of legalizing marijuana, what was the sentiment? What's the sentiment for most of the Minnesotans about this?
I'm going to say that it was overwhelmingly positive.
So overwhelmingly, we need to do it.
You know, I was really surprised, and it's, I would say, sort of the older generation. I want to say the 60s and the 70s generation are really looking forward to it. But
that's because they're all doing it illegally.
I'm one of those people of that generation, so I look around, I'm like, yep, that would be right. But what I also heard from so many people is how they are currently using cannabis to self-medicate so often for pain that nothing else will work. They don't want to go on the opioids. They've got chronic pain. They've got chronic issues that that really are not addressed through some of these pharmaceuticals, the medications that are out there, and they're so afraid of the addiction issue that they have found ways to self-medicate themselves and want to do it legally. And they want to be able to share their experiences, like, I have learned that X amount of this in this way, in this form, has helped me with my chronic back pain or
right.
or something like that.
Or eyesight or eyesight issues, yes.
It's amazing.
Yep.
I think you've never thought about that cannabis really helps to address and improve the quality of life for these people. There are folks that would basically be, you know, would not be able to hold a job or concentrate in a positive way, but with the use of marijuana or cannabis, they're actually able to, you know, stay off of medical assistance, able to manage their pain, able to manage their lives in a way that keeps them independent, where without it, they might not. And they don't want to become a drudge to their family or to their community. So those were the really good takeaways from these listening sessions.
Good. Well, I'm glad that the legislature is doing those listening sessions, and I'm really thrilled that you're listening. You know, and that's, you know, just a really great thing. Well, listen, we've got just a couple minutes left before we've got to take another break, and then I've got to move on to other things. But you know, I guess the question I've got for you is, I'm a big believer in unification rather than dividing. Okay. And how much is stuff filtering up from or filtering down from the national, where you're seeing in the legislature this we against you, you know, take no prisoners kind of attitude? Because, you know, that's, of course, paralyzed us in the, you know, nationally at the federal level. What is that seeping in Minnesota, or is everybody keeping a level head, understanding that we're, you know, the bigger picture here is what are we trying to do for, you know, all Minnesotans?
Mm-hmm.
And you have about a minute.
Well, okay. Well, there is partisanship, of course. And I might meet with a legislator from the other side on the right, and we might have a very cordial conversation, and I feel like we've come to an understanding, only to step onto the floor of the House and they're ranting and raving and bringing up some, you know, kind of ludicrous ideas or thoughts. But at the end of the day, we do all want what's best for Minnesota. We don't all see it the same way. And the federal government, you know, has never fully funded their obligations to begin with. And now, as more and more of those funds are not being, are not trickling down to the state around mental health issues and medical
yep.
issues, education, we're losing out on so much of that money. And now we're trying to find ways to compensate here at the state, and we're going to have to do more of that as time goes by.
Well, listen, it's just been really great to talk with you, and I wish you the best as you go forward. It sounds like you've got some really great goals. There's so, you know, it's a great state to live in for many reasons, but there's so much more that we have to do about closing the achievement gap, particularly for our students. So thank you for your work around that. And it's just been really great to talk to you. So thanks for being spending some time with me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and thank you for letting me get the message out about what we're doing here at the legislature.
Well, that's great. Thanks so very much, listeners. We've been speaking with Representative Mary Konish Podine from District 41B, talking about what's going on, starting with our legislative session. When we come back, it's going to be free agency. I've got some questions for you. Bye-bye.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years. So if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Better Futures Minnesota impacts the community by addressing root causes of poverty, homelessness, dependency on public assistance, and high rates of untreated trauma that often lead to incarceration. The lives of men served have been marked by chaos, violence, and loss, which contribute to feelings of devaluation, rage, and lost human potential. Healings from this trauma is essential before participants can succeed as workers, fathers, and responsible community members. Learn how you can support our efforts at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today's going to be cloudy with a high near 33, while tonight's cloudy with a low around 11. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 18. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 9. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 16. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is Victor's 1959 Cafe, offering traditional Cuban recipes in a relaxed, casual, and festive Cuban environment. Come try their Cuban pork barbecue sandwich at 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
And we're back on AM 950. You're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Brett Johnson, who is not here. And it's me. And again, regular listeners, you might know my show from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. All right, well, listen, that was a really wonderful kind of status report on what's going on in the legislature from Representative Konish Podien, and just incredibly helpful, I think, for us as we starting down the road of what's going on over in St. Paul. But I'm going to like shift a little bit. I'm going to like move the, you know, dial in a different direction when I get to sit in for other hosts. Sometimes I sit in for Matt McNeil. Of course, Matt, how can anybody ever, ever measure up to the great Matt McNeil? But, you know, I kind of get to do my own thing. And so I'm going to do a little bit of free agency right now. And I'm going to throw out a question to you. I love hearing from listeners. I really do, because I don't ever – my show's taped. I barely ever get to talk to any listeners. And remember, the number is 952-946-6205. Here's the free agency, okay? We have been witnessing of the last couple of weeks this thing about people speaking up, speaking truth to power. People speaking up in other situations where it was took a lot of guts for them to speak up. So here's my question to you. What have
When have you ever spoken up, spoken truth to power, or had to get brave and spoke up in the face of somebody marginalizing another person or making a joke about somebody and you're like, hey, that's not cool, or, you know, intervening in behalf of somebody who was at risk, or where you saw people do that? I'd love to hear from you, because we're a society of storytellers and story listeners, and when we share about those kinds of things, we actually, you know, we learn, and it causes many of us to be empowered to speak up for other people. So please give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. I've got, we have about 20 minutes that I'll be left on this show. So number is 952-946-6205. And when I'm thinking about speaking up, I mean, yes, we've got Mitt Romney, okay? And say what you will about Mitt, and I'm sure that people could say a lot of things. I will tell you this. It took a lot of guts on his part to vote at least on one article of impeachment for Trump. And he knew in doing that, he knew that he was going to be he was going to be criticized to the max by various sources. I'm hearing that he's being treated as a pariah in the Senate right now. But I suspect that he's even more dug in why that was a good for him to speak up. And we just heard yesterday with the letter that came out by the, 1,100 former U.S. prosecutors and other justice-related officials calling on current prosecutors to speak up, to push back on the politicalization of the Justice Department, and to go so far as to quit if necessary, and then to go public with whatever the reason was that they had to speak up and that they were quitting. So there's becoming more talk, there's becoming more mode about the need to speak up, the need to push back, the need to do the right thing is really what we're talking about. So I'd love to hear from you. An instance where you spoke up for somebody, you saw somebody else speak up and do the right thing. Speak truth to power. Tell somebody, hey, yo, that's not right for you to do that. It's not right for you to say that. I'd love to hear from you at 952-946-6205. Those of you who are regular listeners to my show, you know that recently I talked about an incident where I was I went to a lawyer. I'm a lawyer on top of everything else, and lawyers are required to get continuing legal education. And I went recently to a seminar, which was predominantly LGBTQ-focused. The speakers at the seminar were talking about LGBTQ topics, particularly about transgender-related topics and law. And if you know anything about the transgender community right now, you know that my community is being besieged, would be the right word, by various forces, and those forces are coming to bear. At any rate, I was in a meeting. I was at the CLE. I'm in the audience, and the speakers, you know, there's a lot about religious-based discrimination against transgender people, and the speakers were being fairly othering in their comments about certain religious folks. And I'll tell you, it bothered me a great deal because you've already heard me say I'm a unifier, not a divider. And frankly, I am of the view that we have to think differently than what we've been thinking and what we've been doing, because I've just got to tell you, if we just continue to other each other back and forth, one group others one group, then they retribution, they other them back and all that, we're not getting anywhere. It's just getting worse. I'll tell you the rest of the story after a second, but we do have a caller. We've got James from Minneapolis. James, did you have something you want to talk about on this?
Well, actually, only to a degree. I'm actually seeking help with the current topic. I had an incident with an employer where I didn't quit my job and go public and took their terms, and have regretted it for quite some time, and wondering if there's any process I could be pointed to as far as doing what you're asking.
Sure. So if I can just flesh out a little bit, you work somewhere, something happened, you didn't speak up about it. I'm sensing that you're no longer with that employer?
Correct, and it's been several years, so I'm not sure that it's there's much that I can do, but I'm looking for.
Okay, I'm assuming that you signed some kind of agreement, and maybe
correct.
And maybe got some kind of a severance pay or package as a result.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, even though I'm a lawyer, I can't give you legal advice, but I will tell you, you know, there are attorneys out there that may, you know, certainly take a look at whatever you signed. There may be some time limitations on whether you can speak or not. There also, sometimes, if it is a, there's a public interest exclusion, some kind of contracts can sometimes be voided if they're illegal. I don't have any idea whether yours is, or if in the public interest, you know, they're trying to cover up some kind of ongoing criminal enterprise or something like that. Again, I have no idea about your situation. I will tell you, if you call the Hennepin County Bar Association, they have a legal referral line. They actually advertise here on this station, but I'd be giving you their information anyway. So all you have to do is Google Hennepin County Bar Attorney Referral, and just Google that. You'll get their number. You can give them a call, and maybe they'll be able to refer you to somebody who could give you some kind of legal advice about your agreement.
That's great. I really appreciate the help. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. Good luck. Hang in there, okay? All right, well, listeners, so I started down the road of telling you this story about where I spoke up. So I'm in a seminar. I'm getting trained about some legal topics, and the speakers who are LGBTQ. I'm transgender, and oh, God knows what else I am. But they were marginalizing religious groups as they were doing this training. And I really, the people who are the trainers have greatest respect for, very, very smart people. The organization they were from, I greatest respect in the world. I support that organization. But as I was hearing religious groups being marginalized, being othered, and, you know, made fun of, and there was laughing and all this kind of stuff, there was something in the back of my mind, no, it was at the front of my mind, which was, this has to stop. And, but I was trying to tell myself, Ellie, there are 50 people in this room, you know, that you're respected by all of these folks. You know, do you really want to say something that might go against the grain? And I'll tell you, the speaker got done and said, are there any questions or comments? And at that point, yeah, I raised my hand and I said, you know, look, I really respect all the work that you do, and these are very important topics, but I've got to tell you, your othering of, you know, these religious groups, I've got to tell you, I know that they other us, our community. I know that some of them are completely intolerant of us, but I also shared that I speak on human inclusivity across North America. I do a lot of it in Greater Minnesota. I do a lot of it in the Twin Cities. And I speak at a lot of churches. And many times I'm the very first transgender person anyone has ever met. You know, and these are folks who are susceptible to being intolerant, because if the message they get is, I go against God and all, we don't need to start down that road. But as I shared, as I was speaking up in this legal education setting, I said, listen, I think that many of those people are reachable if we approach them with respect and the approach of let's have a conversation. But if we other them, if we just broad-based, you know, shut them out, you know, as marginalizers of us, we will never reach those people. So I made these kinds of statements, and I'm like, okay, how's everybody going to react to this? And when I got done, it was like pin drop quiet. I'm like, okay. But you know what? One of the instructors, you know, said right away, you know, I really respect what you're saying, and I appreciate that you said that, Ellie. And afterward, after the session was over, I'm like, we went and had lunch. You know, there were probably 200 people, because there are a bunch of different things, sessions going on at the same time. And I've got to tell you, a number of people came up to me and thanked me for speaking up. thanked me for saying something. Now, I don't share this story with you to let you know that I'm like anybody great. I mean, there are plenty of times where I've not spoken up. But everyone, we've got to start speaking up a whole lot more than what we've been doing. We do. And we've got to be doing it in a way that's intelligent, that's not degrading. We just have to do it in a way with some degree of eloquence and grace. By the way, Mitt Romney displayed that. He did. And we need to learn from him and from others who do speak up, because we got to get past our fear that causes us to run away. You know, it's that kind of fear that enabled, that it did enable the Third Reich. It is that kind of fear that did enable Jim Jones. The fear to speak up to say, no, this is wrong. This is not right. So I'd love to hear from you. Please, you've spoken up, or maybe not, as we just heard from the last caller, or we've seen other people do it. Please give me a call. I love listening. I love having callers, 952-946-6205. Listening to me, Ellie Krug. If you like what you hear, go visit my website at elliekrug.com. You can email me at elliejkrug@gmail.com. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. here on this lovely station. When we come back in a minute, we'll do our last segment here on AM 950. Thanks.
Get a head start on this year's Blue State Ball by having dinner with me, Tom Harbin, on Saturday, February 22nd at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. It's your chance to chat with me about all the big political issues in a small, intimate setting. Crooner's is located just north of Minneapolis off Moore Lake and Highway 65 and has plenty of free parking. Tickets are $200 and include a delicious dinner at Crooner's, drinks, and a signed copy of my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back. Tickets are very limited for this event, so guarantee your spot now by calling 952-946-8885. Don't miss out on your chance to have dinner with me the night before the Blue State Ball at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Those tickets will go fast, so reserve now at 952-946-8885. More details at am950radio.com. I look forward to seeing you.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, the Internet of Things.
First it was your phone, then your watch. Soon your car, your refrigerator, maybe every room in your house.
What will happen when every device you own or operate is connected to the Internet?
Will it be a hacker's paradise?
Will it give governments and corporations just more chances to spy on us?
The Internet of Things, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, I will not say this next line.
I will friend you on all your social media sites.
Fine. My dad, Matt McNeil, is hotter than Billie Eilish right now.
I'm the bad guy.
No argument here. My dad loves a great value. That's why he loves the Rudy Luther Toyota Luther Advantage card. It saves our family money all year long.
You'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes with the Luther Advantage card. Get one at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass, with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
What's with these homies dissing my girl? Why do they gotta front? What did we ever do to this guy?
And we're back on AM 950. You're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for the esteemed Brett Johnson, and soon you're going to have the wonderful Matt McNeil You know, it's just it's just me, little Ellie Krug. And so I put a shout out about speaking up or not speaking up, speaking truth to power, doing the right thing. And we've got Melanie on the line from Minneapolis. Melanie, do you have something to share about this topic?
I do. My phone, I've got an old landline. Can you hear me okay?
Melanie, landlines are way better than other lines, so you're doing great.
I think mine was made by Fred Flintstone, but...
Okay, well, go ahead.
I'm glad you can hear me okay. First, I want to praise you for what you do, and I feel like I'm kind of a wannabe therapist, and when the bottom dropped out of therapists making any money, I sort of bailed on it, but it's still my calling. It's not my profession, so I just feel like what you're doing is so terribly important, and it's encouraging to see young kids getting the idea of win-win, and lots of kids are trained in even grade school how to do conflict resolution. So I do think that this is all coming along as just part of how our culture is advancing. Specifically on the topic of how to be a person who speaks up well and is in the right kind of sweet spot of not shooting one's mouth off and not being stunned into silence. First of all, I sort of feel like if you're born with a bold temperament, that helps. But I think that two things that people can do that are really pretty easy is to study ethology, and that is to study how do dominant animals act and how do submissive animals act.
Okay.
And it's real simple stuff. Real dramatic differences in how the dominant alpha animal acts and how the cowed, submissive animal acts. So, you know, you can start to identify that in humans pretty readily.
Right.
And the human version is to study sociology, and specifically to study how does a bully chronically act, how does a victim chronically act, and how do scapegoating bystanders chronically act. So what I just said was there's an animal version and a human version, and they're shockingly similar. And then I would just say one more quick thing, which is just practice. Keep practicing at it, and you'll feel better and better as a citizen for having done the right thing.
Well, Melanie, I really love your perspective, and your approach.
You want me to give you an example of what I just recently did in that area?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got another caller on the line, so I want to make sure.
But I do it regularly, and you have to be you have to be like Mitt Romney, and in this instance, we can praise him, not in everything he does, but you really have to decide that sometimes I'm going to do the right thing, hell or high water.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what, you know, and they also took an oath. So thank you for calling, Melanie. I really love your perspective. I really appreciate it. We've got Mark from Fridley. Mark, are you on the line?
Yes, Ellie. First, before we get too crazy praising Mitt Romney, if he did the right thing for the wrong reason, he still did the right thing. So, you know, give him some props. But listen, I am a very well-known national security whistleblower when it comes to illegal government domestic surveillance. And I went to Mark Dayton in 2006. Al Franken knows about this, and both were forced to vacate their seats. Trying to do the right thing comes with great consequence. And yep. I just want to point out two people that we need to protect and to praise now, and they are just one of many, because this is called whistleblowing. And there wasn't an administration in the history of the United States that took a more aggressive position against whistleblowers than the Barack Obama administration. And what I ask people is, do you really want to know or do you want to believe? Now, how many people know that Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning, is still rotting in jail in isolation for failing to kowtow to the demands of the Justice Department, and I'm using finger quotes with that, to rat out WikiLeaks and Julian Assange? These are two people that followed their moral compass and tried to do the right thing by telling the American people and the world what the consequences of U.S. illegal invasions and foreign wars and foreign countries for the interests of bankers and international multinational corporations were doing. The second, before we want to run out of time, people need to call and protect Betty McCollum, the congresswoman from the Stillwater area district, because she was just praised by the squad for daring to stand up to AIPAC. And she filed legislation called H.R. 2407 to protect Palestinian children from being interrogated, abused, and tortured by the Israeli military and being thrown in Israeli prisons. For her taking a moral stand on that action, which you will not hear about on the mainstream news, she was attacked on all sides and all fronts because Betty McCollum had the courage to do what nobody has, very few people have the courage to act, and that's standing up to AIPAC.
Okay.
I'm going to be speaking with her tomorrow, and I can call in later to see what the outcome of that was. But people need to get on the phone and support Betty McCollum's effort to target the people, the foreign country entity that has more influence on our elections and our political processes than Ukraine or Russia combined.
Mark, really great points. Really great stuff. And thanks so very much for calling in. We're going to run out of time, but I appreciate it. And thanks for supporting Betty McCollum. I mean, absolutely. That's great, great courage on her part. So, and protecting children is really high up on my list. So thank you very much. All right. Well, listen, I'm a minute and a half away from being no more alive. I'm hearing the great Matt McNeil out in the hallway chomping at the bit. Oh, waving at me now. I'll tell you, listeners, I rarely get to be live. When I do, I love it when people call. So I want to thank those who called in. I love your perspectives. I love hearing from humans, okay? When you're just taping a show, even though it's a well-received show, when you're taping it, it's just kind of like, I'm talking into the air. So thanks so very much for making the time to call in. I guess the last thing I would just say to you is this. We do need to speak up more. We do need to be braver. And while Chelsea Manning, God love Chelsea Manning for sure. You don't need to be Chelsea Manning to speak up. All you need to do is to see injustice in your life, and you need to just say, yo, stop that. That's wrong. Don't do that. I'm not going to sit here quietly and acquiesce. Don't do that. All right, a big thanks to my producer, Sam Turnberg, and a big thanks to AM 950 for letting me be on live. And a big thanks to you, listeners, for calling in. Thank you for supporting this station. It is an incredible station that rocks, and we don't have enough of it at all. And by the way, listen to me on Mondays from 7 to 8 every Monday. LE 2.0 Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.